You could see through all of this fucking bullshit.
You're not breaking any new ground by posting a picture of your fucking grilled chicken breast.
I don't like it. At all.
And it just fucking irks the shit out of me.
Oh. Do you realize that if you're not on any social media for like a week, nobody, and I mean nobody, will give a fuck.
Ugh. Like I said before, I don't want to fucking tap my foot when I'm buying a pair of fucking pants.
You motherfucker.
Ugh. It's not life or death, it's lunch or dinner. Remember that.
God damn it. Ugh. How fucking aggravating. I remember this one, do you? Good for you. Nobody gives a shit. Ooh. Whoa. Yuck. Ugh.
Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. Let's start the podcast off with a joke. A grown man put this on Facebook. He thought this out, thought this was funny, and I'm sure he was hoping to get a good response and brighten everybody's day. He posted, I found $20 in a parking lot, and I thought to myself, what would Jesus do? So I turned it into wine. Yeah. I found $20 in a parking lot, and I thought to myself, what would Jesus do? Jesus wouldn't do anything because there wasn't $20 bills when he was around. So if he saw that laying in the parking lot, he would just walk right past it, or he'd crumble it up if he cared about people littering and throw it in the garbage. That's what Jesus would do. Because there was no 20s with Andrew Jackson on him when Jesus was around. So he probably would just walk right by it. God, there's paper over there. Somebody left a paper in the parking lot. That's what Jesus would have done. So you shouldn't even ask that question. But your little joke, yes, I turned in the wine. Ha ha, I get it, because Jesus turned water into wine. Okay, great. What would you like us to do now, sir? You want some pats on the back? You want us to let us know what a great guy you are, how funny you are? You know. There's another grown man, 43 years old. Okay, hear me out. Target has Starbucks. Why can't we get a Home Depot with a bar in it? Because you can't, jerk off. Because Home Depot can't sell liquor, asshole. That's why. You can't just sell liquor anywhere. You have to get a liquor license. There's only so many to go around in the town. You have to wait for one bar to sell one, for another one to come up. There's a lot of logistics in getting a liquor license. That's why there's no bar in Home Depot. Yeah, I heard you out, and your fucking idea stinks. I know, you get all your guy friends that go to Home Depot. Yeah, right? That'd be great. Oh, I'd be there for hours. Oh, man, I'd go there and have a few beers and forget what I was there to get in the first place. Ha, yeah, that's the comments that's going to get. I can write them all out. Okay, hear me out. I heard you out, and your fucking idea stinks, and it doesn't make any sense because a Home Depot would never have a bar in it. Ugh. God, fucking people are terrible. Robbie sent this one. He goes, Jim, I read this in your voice. This guy writes, ha, so my son today, he's 5, mind you. Mind, what do you mean, mind you? Just say he's 5. So my 5-year-old son today, we don't have to put in parentheses, he's 5, mind you. So he writes, ha, so my son today, he's 5, mind you, discovered Willie Nelson. His favorite song right now, City of New Orleans by Willie. LOL. I cannot make this stuff up. Yeah, you could, because you just did. You just made it up. Okay? First of all, you don't have to, even if your 5-year-old did like that Willie Nelson song, what is so funny about that? What is so funny with a 5-year-old going, oh, put that song, yeah, I like that song. Can I hear it again? K Kids like to hear shit over and over again, especially around that age. So why would you start this thing off with, ha? It's really not that funny. And then, you know, his new favorite song right now is City of New Orleans by Willie. LOL. What is, now you're, it's still funny? We're still laughing? You're laughing before you wrote this? And you had to start it off with a ha, and then you're still laughing? When that's the song, City of New Orleans by Willie, and you're still LOLing? I cannot make this stuff up. You just did. You just did. Speaking of LOL, someone sent me this. I don't know. Someone posted this and said, LOL is women speak. Remove from your vocabulary. And it's some like guy site or something like that. Path to manliness or whatever is the Instagram or whatever. LOL is women speak. Remove from your vocabulary. I've been saying that for years. Good for this fucking site. For someone else to read. And I go, yeah, maybe I shouldn't be saying LOL. My 16-year-old daughter used LOL, and then I use LOL. It's not too cool. Maybe I shouldn't be thinking like a 16-year-old. All right, a couple more made-up stories. Always the little kids. That's the new trend. The vaccine shots. I got my vaccine. You know, make sure you post that. Post a card. Post a picture. Post a needle going in your arm. Do whatever, because that's really going to make people get it. You know, because my plumber that I follow on Facebook that I'm friends with. You know, if he posts that he got the vaccine, that's really going to change my mind. The guy that was just over my house an hour ago, snaking my bowl because it overflowed with shit. You know, that's the guy I'm going to go. Well, if he gets it. You cut the line or whatever, you got in line, you figured out how to get it. Okay, so you want to let everybody know, hey, I got mine, I don't know about yours, and I'm doing a wonderful thing by posting that I got this. It's the new bucket challenge, it's the new I voted, that's all it is. These fucking sheep just look for new things. So what is everybody else doing on social media? Now I got to join in, and that's the new one now, until something else comes along. And also the new one is the lies with the little kids saying smart stuff, including this guy that posted, I'm watching a game on Nickelodeon with my 3-year-old son, and he just asked, Daddy, why did the Saints insist on forcing the ball to Taysom Hill when he doesn't do anything that well and they have a 2 better quarterbacks and 4 to 5 better playmakers on their roster? I'm so proud. I mean, if you're going to lie, at least go, Dad, how come the number 9 was a Drew Brees? He should still come in the game. The Saints, I know what this guy's talking about, the New Orleans Saints in football, they would take Drew Brees out, their star quarterback, once in a while and put this other guy in, Taysom Hill, you know, to run a few plays and put him on the sideline. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. And this is what this guy's doing. But his 3-year-old didn't say that. You know, what he probably said, he's 3 years old. You had the game. They put a game on Nickelodeon, one of these games towards the end of the year. So he's not lying about that. And they had like goofy colors and shit like that. It was just stupid, but whatever. But what your 3-year-old probably said when he saw you watching football is, Dad, could you put on Paw Patrol? That's what a 3-year-old would say. A 3-year-old doesn't want to watch a fucking Saints, I think it was Vikings, where the Saints blew him out. That kid really doesn't want to watch that shitty game. Yeah, that 3-year-old's going to say all of that stuff. Even one of the announcers calling the game wouldn't even say something that smart, let alone a 3-year-old. And I'm sure a 3-year-old can really pronounce the name Taysom, you know, because the guy's name is Taysom Hill. I'm sure he can pronounce it, no problem. Some guy responded, show a picture of your kid. Like, on, I love that. You know, that he doesn't even believe that he has a kid. So he's like, let me see a picture of your kid, because I don't believe that he would say this. But I'd rather have this kid, this three-year-old, announce the game than fucking Tony Romo. But your three-year-old didn't say that. They're just getting more and more outlandish, these lies. They really are. Brian sent this one in. Another one. This guy writes, in 2019, I took my two-year-old to a restaurant. She asked why people kept going to the doors near us. I explained, that's the potty. She proceeded to loudly ask every patron who walked by, are you pooping? I could not stop her. On their way back, she'd shout, did you poop? A two-year-old is aware of her surroundings. A two-year-old is going to keep looking when people are walking to that door, because that's what two-year-olds do in a restaurant. They just scan the restaurant and look around. Like, Dad, look at that guy over there. Doesn't he look like our neighbor? Hey, Dad, why is that waiter wear his hair like that? Because that's what a two-year-old does in a restaurant. But a two-year-old's going to ask everyone that walking by, are you pooping, right? I could not stop her. Yeah, you could have. You could have moved her. You could have moved her to the other part of the table. That's what you could have done. So you could have stopped her. This guy just posted this. He's in 2019. Like, why the fuck are you posting this now? Because you see everybody else is making up lies about their kids. So I got to do it too. Hey, Nick writes, and hey, Jim, you may not be a big tattoo fan yourself, but this is my artist shop. This is the best way to run a business. Be honest, from the moment you walk through the door, more places should be like this. Nick from Massachusetts. I got no problem with tattoos. I make fun of them, but whatever. I love a chick with tattoos. A fucking sleeve? I'm like, nice. I got no, you know, they're easy to make fun of. Everything's easy to make fun of, pretty much. So I got no problem with them. And good to your business is running. It's open in Massachusetts. But so... he has right. Took a picture of his front door, this tattoo parlor. It says, if you happen to be under 18, drunk, stoned, stinky, loud, rude, cheap, please come back when you are not. Thank you. Right on the front door. Is that great? And then in the bathroom, he put a sign right over the toilet. Don't be a fucking slob all your life. Aim your tiny little shrinking pecker and stop pissing on the fucking floor. That's beautiful. I might just go get a tattoo at this place just because he put all this stuff. Good. And I'm sure some guy is going to take his kid in there. This is obviously in the men's room. Well, you probably only have one bathroom, so girls and guys use this bathroom. So some woman's going to take her kid. You know, her 10-year-old's going to sit in a chair while she looks at tattoos. They go in the bathroom and she's going, oh, my God. You need to take that down. That sign is vulgar. You know that's happening. And I'm glad that this fucking guy, Nick, doesn't give a shit. And tells him right on the door, you're not coming in if you're drunk, if you smell, if you're stoned, if you're under 18, if you're loud, rude, or cheap. Beautiful. All right. Tour dates real quick. I'll be in Florida, Lake Park, Florida. I'll also be in Port St. Lucie, Boca Raton, Tampa, and Cape Canaveral, Florida, all date in April. I'll be in Las Vegas May 7th and 8th at the Plaza downtown. I'll be at the Mock Chunk Opera House June 5th in Jim Thorpe, PA. All dates are up on jimflorentine.com. Get some Everybody is Awful merchandise. Go to barstoolsports.com. Go to the merchandise store. Look up Everybody Awful. You got Yuck t-shirts. I got this. No, you don't. And Everybody Awful t-shirts. All the stuff is in there. All right. The Good Side of Bad News is this week's podcast. This one story, I just like this guy's just being a dick. There's this guy in New Jersey, down like South Jersey, this whole time during the coronavirus. He keeps opening his gym. He's all over the news all the time. He's gotten fined like over $300,000 because he keeps opening up and people go in and then the state shuts him down and all this shit. So, you know that was a Krispy Kreme is saying, hey, if you show proof that you got a vaccination, you can have a free donut. So this guy, just to fuck with everybody, he posted, where the fuck is it? That if you don't have a vaccination, if you could prove you don't have a vaccination, you can get a free membership at my gym. Is that beautiful? And he's just being a dick, because that's all over the news. Hey, Krispy Kreme, come on in. Show your vaccination card. We'll give you a donut. And this guy's like, yeah, well, join my gym. Prove that you don't have your vaccines, and you can work out here for free. Yeah, this is what he writes. In light of the Krispy Kreme giving free donuts for receiving the coronavirus shot, here at our gym, we're giving out free memberships to all who don't get vaccinated. We believe in health the real way. Exercise, good diet, plenty of vitamin D, zinc, and an environment to distress. That's beautiful. And then, of course, you know, everyone came after him. How could you do this? You're killing people. This is irresponsible thing you're doing. Heck yeah, whatever. I just like that this guy's just being a dick. And of course, he's from Jersey, because that's, you know, when you're from Jersey, you just be a dick, just to annoy people. All right. Where is this guy? The first story here is, I was trying to find that one where, okay, this couple got busted for explicit oral sex. The woman's 41, the guy's 48. The woman's hot. A man performing a sex act on a woman in a Florida park was busted by a cop who wrote a detailed erotic novel-style description of the romp in his police report. The guy, 48, and the woman, 41, were spotted around 1:45 in the afternoon in a park near Tampa. And the cop writes in the police report, she was lying on her back with her legs spread apart and her vulva exposed as her boyfriend and co-defendant performed cunnilingus on her, the guy wrote in a police report. The cop added that cunnilingus is better known as the union of the mouth with the vulva. The couple's steamy moment, they wrote, which happened among spring break crowds in the area, was potentially visible to parkgoers, motorists, and pedestrians from a highly trafficked roadway nearby, according to the police report. There was an indication of alcohol on both of them, who both have criminal histories. The guy was charged with lewd and lascivious behavior, and the woman was charged with exposure of sexual organs. The guy, I just want to know how this guy, the girl is a solid 7, 7.5 on a scale of 1 to 10. She's 41, right? The guy's been in trouble before. They have his rap sheet. The guy, the 48-year-old, has extensive rap sheet that includes convictions for aggravated assault, grand theft, battery, disorderly intoxication, marijuana possession, burglary, and multiple DUI counts. The man has served 4 separate state prison terms, including a 5-year stretch that ended in December 2019. How bad do men feel when this woman, who is pretty hot, like in the air, anyone that knows this woman, that she goes out with this guy? But, you know, in a park in Florida, that would happen. That's funny because it was, you know, it was in this park, Largo Central Park, you know, in Tampa area. That's where you get arrested. If you do this in New York Central Park, you know, you'll get a crowd around. You could put a cup out. You'll probably get $30 in tips. Both of them in their 40s. The guy's going down on her in a fucking park in the middle of the day. It's funny how the wannabe romance novelist cop ended that cunnilingus is better known as the union of the mouth with the vulva. Is it? Isn't it better, you know, he was going down on her, he was performing oral sex on her, he was eating her out. I've never heard a guy talk about what happened with his date, you know, the night before. Yeah, she took off all her clothes, and there was a union of the mouth with the vulva. What a night. Yeah. She was lying on her back with her legs spread. This is what the guy writes in the police report. He's probably got a hard-on as he's writing it. She's lying on her back with her legs spread apart and her vulva exposed as a boyfriend and co-defendant perform cunnilingus on her. Yeah. This is beautiful. And of course, once again, in Florida. Now, another Florida one. This is beautiful. This guy... A Tampa area man, the same area, was arrested for allegedly masturbating on private property with an uneaten pickle inserted in his rectum on Sunday afternoon. The guy's 47 years old. The cops accuse him of lying in the yard of a townhouse while pleasuring himself with one hand and a pickle in the other, according to the arrest complaint. The man faces charges of exposure of sexual organs, a misdemeanor in Florida. The arresting officer notes that the incident occurred around 4 p.m. local time on Sunday. The guy was laying in the middle of a yard at 4 in the afternoon on a Sunday at a condo complex. I'm trying to read this. The man had his penis in one hand and a large uneaten pickle in his other hand, the cop added. He was using the pickle to penetrate his rectum while he was masturbating. The guy's a good-looking dude, too. He looks like Jason Taylor, if you guys know that football player. He used to play for the Dolphins. That's who he looks like. Like, this guy's doing this at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, in the middle of the day. What is this guy doing at 1:30 in the morning? Like, this is something maybe you do at, like, you know, at 5, at 4, 4 a.m. You're all fucked up on drugs. You know, like, oh, my God, last night was crazy. I can't believe it. I was fucking... drinking and smoking, taking drugs all day, and next thing I know, this is what I'm doing. This guy's doing this at 4 in the afternoon. First of all, I just want to know what happened with that pickle. You know, is it in the evidence locker at the police station? Because that is part of the evidence. Did they put it in a baggie, a Ziploc bag? Imagine a cop. I don't care if he's got a glove on. He's got to pick that pickle up as evidence. And what are they going to do? He's got to take it in the car with him right back to the station. He can't just throw it in the garbage. Yeah, he did his ass, but that's evidence. But, you know, he had his penis in one hand and a large uneaten pickle in the other hand. That's good for the visual to specify that it was an uneaten pickle, because if it had a bite taken out of it, the story's not as good, right? Like, the pickle had one bite taken out. Like, oh, that's kind of weird. It says jail records notice that the guy has only God can judge me tattooed on his arm. Yeah, God and this podcast can judge you. I'm pretty sure God is going to judge you harshly, especially if one of his favorite foods is pickles. Imagine if God really loves pickles. You know, the apostles or wherever have to keep bringing them pickles up in heaven. Loves them. 5 o'clock every day, he wants a fucking nice fresh pickle. And he's looking down at everybody and he sees this guy sticking one in his ass. I don't know. I think he's going to judge you harshly. I think he's going to think that's a waste of a pickle. But some pickle company should hire this guy as his spokesman, you know? Like, do you really need that? You can't get enough just masturbating. You got to put a pickle in your ass. I bet when this guy farts, it smells like relish, you know? You gotta respect this guy's ability to concentrate, though. He's outside, broad daylight, on his back, shoving a pickle in his ass in one hand, masturbating with the other. This should be an Olympic sport. Because that's tough to do. And you don't know who's watching. I'd tune in for that. But if this guy was Jewish, does it have to be a kosher pickle? Or does it really matter? It's like, well, I'm not going to eat it. I'm just putting it in my ass, so I don't really have to get a kosher one. The kosher pickles are probably more expensive anyway. It's just amazing. Like, I want to know. I would love to get this guy on the podcast and just go through his mind and find out what he was thinking. Like, how many things in his refrigerator did he have to consider before he settled on the pickle? You know, was he looking through? He's like, hot dog? Nah. That's going to be a little too small. Eggplant? Nah, that's too big. The carrot? Nah, that's too thin. Probably won't even touch the sides. Pickle. That's it. This is going to work. Banana? No, it's got too many curves in it. I want something straight. I want to know the person who called the cops that had to report this. Like, hey, listen, you had 911. What's your emergency? Well, I don't know if it's an emergency, but it's a guy laying in a lawn outside my condo. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Can you imagine what this guy's sticking up his ass and jerking off to at 1 o'clock in the morning? He's like, let me see if I could fit the kitchen sink in my ass. That's beautiful, though. Speaking of, not that this makes any sense, but Roman is back. Roman swipes. Listen, Mother's Day is coming up soon. If you're married, you got a kid with your wife, just ask her, honey, you want some... you know, some flowers that I'm going to get at the supermarket, a bouquet for $9.99, and you know I'm going to get them there, and they're just barely going to be alive because I got them Sunday morning of Mother's Day. Or would you like me to pound you hard for an hour? I'd rather the hour. Okay, good, because I don't feel like getting the flowers. They're dead in 2 days anyway. That's what's going to happen. You get these Roman swipes. They're clinically proven, a proven way to last longer in bed. Every guy wants to last longer in bed. Why wouldn't you? They're effective, easy to use, and fast acting. They don't require a prescription either. That's great. You don't have to go to the doctor. Go, look, I'm 2 Pump Pete, doc. What can you do for me? Roman could ship the swipes to you in a discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipe packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. They're super easy to use. Just take the swipe out of your pocket, swipe it on, let it dry. You're good to go. That's it. Give these guys a try. They're a sponsor of the podcast. They keep coming back, so people are obviously ordering them. They listen to the podcast. Good for you guys. Go to GetRoman.com/offer. You get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. That's GetRoman.com/offer. You got nothing to lose. And even if you're a woman out here that listens to the podcast and you want your man to last longer in bed, get him Hey, listen, man, I need some pleasure sometimes. You know, when we finally get a moment, it doesn't last that long. And if he gets offended, fuck him. Yeah, not my problem. That's your problem. All right. This is one of my favorite stories on this podcast. Teacher's aide allegedly filmed himself having sex with his Great Dane. I don't know why I have to put a teacher's aide in there. Like, it really doesn't matter what he does for a living. It's kind of fucked up. Like, that's not, you know, like if he worked at the kennel owner, you know, allegedly filmed himself having sex with the Great Dane, then a guide, you know, or if he worked in Petco, you know. But he's a teacher's aide. I don't know why you have to start the article off with that, but it's like a twisted South Carolina teacher's aide. You'd really not have to put twisted. If he fucked his dog, we don't, you know, we're not going to think he's normal. You don't have to put, yeah, and that is, okay, you put twisted and now he's really, let me think about what he did. Yeah, and then you put twisted, yeah, he definitely is twisted. A twisted South Carolina teacher's aide has been arrested for having sex with his Great Dane and posting the sick footage online. Like, if you're going to fuck your dog, can't you, why would you want to tape it? Why would you want to, you know, like, that's a mistake. You know what I mean? Like, you thought, man, I don't know what I was thinking last night. I shouldn't have done that. That's a mistake. You don't want any proof of that. And why would you go back and watch it? What do you just try to remember? Like, oh, shit, I can't believe I did that, and I can't believe I got away with it. But no, this guy filmed it. And then he posted it online at some weird fucking website. The guy's 34 years old, was busted Tuesday just hours after deputies received a link to a video allegedly showing him engaged in sex act with his dog. Investigators immediately got a search warrant for his home and found evidence linking his home with that video. Yeah, the footage of his dog and him was uploaded to a pornographic website. The guy's worked as a kindergarten teaching assistant since 2012. Parents of anyone in that guy's class, as well as the after-school program, were notified via phone call of his arrest. Imagine getting that phone call. Hey, this is the school. Hi. What's going on? Did I miss a, you know, parent-teacher night? No. You know the guy that sits in the back of the class, you know, that hangs out, the teacher's aide, not the regular teacher? Oh, yeah, yeah, I met him. Yeah, he seems nice. Yeah, well, he's been fucking his dog. If you want to look at the video, here's the link. It says the alleged sex acts with the man occurred at his home. You know, like, if you're going to fuck your dog, at least treat the dog to a hotel. Get a nice room for the night. You know, as he's mounting the dog's looking back at him. It's like, are you kidding me? This is where I eat and sleep. And this is where you're going to do this? Unbelievable. Look, just some advice out there. If you're going to fuck your dog, just don't film it. You know, I wish they would have showed a picture of the dog to see what the dog looks like. Like, all right, I get it. You know, like, what did the Great Dane look like? When you go, that's, Great Dane's okay looking, not great. You know, if the Great Dane's a fucking beautiful Great Dane, like, all right, you know, maybe the guy was in a slump with women. Still probably shouldn't have done it, but I get it. There's a mugshot of the guy, and he's a good-looking guy, too. Like, he didn't have to resort to fucking his dog. Then again, look, he's so good looking that he could have gotten any dog. He could easily got one of those cute little Yorkies. You know, even on the first date, he wouldn't even have to bring treats with him. He'd be like, oh, every dog would be like, oh, man, all right. If I'm going to do a human, it's this guy. It's so funny that the headline is teacher's aide. Like, who cares what he did for a living? He fucked his own dog, filmed it, and put it on a porno site. That's funny, the teacher's aide. So, you know, what's next? You know, next story is going to come out. You know, my five-year-old kid in kindergarten used to sit next to him in the back of the class, and he was always sketching out different pictures of dogs. We just thought he loved dogs. But when he can't even, you know, treat his own dog to a nice hotel room for the night, that guy's a scumbag. And it says in the article that the man has been put on paid administrative leave as the school board policy, according to the newspaper. I don't care what the school board policy is. I'm pretty sure that getting caught fucking your dog is enough reason to change the policy and not keep paying them. I don't think the teachers union in the state is going to be protesting outside his school to keep this guy on the payroll. You know, people walking by to protest. Hey, what are you guys protesting? Maybe I'll join you. Yeah, one of our tenured teachers filmed themselves fucking his dog and got caught. And now the school doesn't want to pay his salary. Imagine that. Woman's like, oh my God, sorry I asked. Yeah, I mean, are you really, would anyone really fight for this guy to keep getting paid while they're investigating this? I mean, already have proof that he did it in his house, that he uploaded it on the internet. That teachers union going to fight for this guy? But they had to put that word twisted in there. You know. But how stupid is this guy to upload video himself banging his dog? Most people won't even post a picture of themselves if their hair isn't combed right. Right? They got to take seven different pictures. No, I didn't like this angle. No. Let me do it again. Let me see it. No, not this one. Not this one. This guy, yeah, this is good. Imagine if this guy gets raped in prison. I hope the guy makes him get on all fours. Because eventually they'll find out. You can make up when you get into prison. Yeah. Rob the bank. They'll find out. There's some internet service in there, or you can, you know, tell your friend on the outside, hey, look this guy up. See what he's in jail for. And then they find out he was fucking his dog. Just think, you know, when you think you might have problems, you think you might be into some weird stuff or whatever it is, it's not this bad. That's why some of these stories are good to talk about. Like, all right, maybe I'm not that fucked up. All right, the next article is this woman. They're saying that pollution, some study or whatever, male shrinkage, penis shrinkage is caused by pollution, so claims a scientist. This woman's theory, a professor at the Environmental Medicine and Public at New York City's Mount Sinai Hospital, made the claim in a new book of hers. Based on research, male penises are getting smaller due to manufacturing byproducts. The substance in question is called phthalates. I think that's how it's pronounced, phthalates, I think, which are chemicals created in the production of plastics, which when exposed to the human system, screws with our natural hormone process. And the woman says it's affecting our reproductive organs. She said there's a scary trend of modern-day babies being born with noticeably shorter members, which she directly links to the shit in that plastic. She says that's seeping in our toys and even some of the food we eat. She said the same effect was observed in rat penises exposed to this plastic. And now it's being seen in humans as well. And she calls it a crisis in the making. There's a large part of there's a part of the larger problem which also has been touched on elsewhere. The fact that men's sperm count and viable sperm count worldwide is plummeting. The woman estimates that if this continues at the rate it is now, we'll all be virtually impotent by 2045. Yeah, okay. One of those flying cars. By this, we're going to have this. Yeah, okay. By 2045, no one's going to be able to make a baby. Okay, yeah, right. A scary trend of modern-day babies being born with noticeably shorter members. What boy isn't born with a small penis? Like, when my kid came out, I thought he was a girl at first. And I already had the sonogram, so I knew he was going to be a boy. I thought he was a girl. I couldn't even find it. I thought they got the sonogram wrong. Even when I did find it, he was all helmet. Of course it's going to, I don't think any doctor's ever delivered a baby by pulling on the kid's dick to get him out of the vagina. Oh no, we'll just do it this way. Is he coming out feet first? Oh no, he's coming out cock first. They have a picture of this doctor in a story, and she's not attractive at all. You know, now I get why men's dicks get smaller when she's around. Like, everyone she's seen obviously shrinks. Yeah, right. Most men won't be producing sperm by 2045. I wish this would have happened earlier, so I don't have to wear condoms all these years. You know how much money I wasted on that? But this woman, says it has the same effect on rat penises when they're exposed to this plastic. Imagine spending all those years in school to become a doctor, and now your job is looking at penises on rats. Look, it's a great excuse. You know, when you first get naked with a girl for the first time, like, look, sorry about the size of my penis. I've been around a lot of plastic lately. This is just another way of telling guys, please, don't litter anymore. All right?